Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But we have talked a lot about Patrick Mahomes and where he ranks currently amongst rushing leaders in the NFL. I'll just tell you right now, it's depending on how you look at it, good or not good. Patrick Mahomes right now is one of the top 15, I believe it is, rushers in all of the NFL. He is, and this is insane in its own right, only 1 yard behind Christian McCaffrey. He's 16th. He is only 2 yards behind Kenneth Walker. He is only 25 yards behind Saquon Barkley. Think about the guys who have played excellent this year at running back. Bijan, right? We all agree? Bijan's having a tremendous year. He's only 32 yards behind him. So when we start talking about the leading backs, running backs in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is in a similar total yardage range for this. I understand why this has happened. I understand that he is probably the best, one of the best freelance scrambling backs as far as important runs go in the NFL. This is unsustainable, and he's going to get hurt. He cannot, and this is not his fault. They cannot allow him to keep running like this. It's too dangerous. He can do this in the playoffs gold like we've seen him do a million times. That's fine. It's for 4 or 5 games, 3 games. He can't run like this for 17 regular season games. They got to get something else going in the running game. This is crazy.
That's the biggest issue with the run situation with him right now is the obvious, which is at some point you can't keep taking some of these hits. It's like, is it fun to see Mahomes lower his shoulder and run over a guy? Yeah, it's fun. Like, I enjoy it. There's also reality of it just takes one time where your shoulder pops out or something like that, or another player comes in at the same time and you get sandwiched and all of a sudden you've got another injury. Like, that's the concern. So it's not sustainable because of that. It's also just not sustainable because that's not their offense. This isn't the Buffalo
Bills. Out of their offense.
This isn't the Buffalo Bills where they're designing runs. These aren't design runs for Patrick Mahomes. That's
Lamar Jackson. That's not supposed to be a 1,000-yard back.
That's the situation that's frustrating, is because we know this isn't because the Chiefs are trying to scheme this up. He's doing it out of desperation because there's nobody open, because the O-line's maybe not protecting him, because he's trying to make something special happen because they can't get big plays otherwise. That's the issue. We know we've discussed the lack of explosive plays and all that in a different way. We haven't discussed it enough until now about it's causing Mahomes to play this way, and he's incredible. We all know that, but that's not how the Chiefs want him to play, and that's not how the Chiefs win football games moving forward. He can do it for a certain play. We've seen that throughout his career. AFC title game against the Titans, whatever. Yeah. We can all think of multiple plays where he used his legs to help them win a football game, and in fact, you know, win a Super Bowl. In the first Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl, when he had a bad ankle, remember, he had that big third down run. It changed the entire game. So we know he can do it, and nobody's saying he can never do it. But it cannot be to the point where you listed off some of the names where you have more yards than some of the top running backs in the NFL.
He's more than Jahmyr Gibbs. I could list a bunch of good running backs. Alvin Kamara, guys that you're like, those are nice running backs that he has more yardage than. But, he's only like 25, 30 yards off some of the top backs in the NFL. Bijan Robinson has been, through 2 games, one of the best backs in the NFL. He has 167 yards. Mahomes has 123. It's not far enough off. The only guy who, there are like 3 guys who have a good lead on him. Those are Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, and Derrick Henry. Everyone else is within spitting distance of where Patrick Mahomes has been. He also has 2 rushing touchdowns, which is second best in the NFL. It's just an unsustainable model. My genuine fear, Gold, is that, and I love that he's doing it in the sense that I think he feels the pressure to win the game, and he knows that he's got to do anything it takes to win a game. And so he's running in a way and in a style that he doesn't typically do until a big-time game in a regular season, or more importantly, a big time game in the playoffs. When he runs this much, it usually means their offense is out of sync. And it is out of sync, so it's not like a mystery. Right. He just doesn't usually also do this. He also leads the NFL in yards per attempt because of the exact same thing. It's not like he's getting the carries the other guys are. He has 13 carries to Bijan Robinson's 34, and he's only 30 yards behind him. Right. I mean, but 9.5 yards per rush. Do you know that he has 10 runs for first downs? 10. That also leads the NFL.
Yeah, that's all a problem. That's things. A major problem.
Yes. These stats are both impressive, and I'm also like, stop it. Like, just seriously.
Yeah, you shouldn't like these as a Chiefs fan at all. It speaks, once again, to the issues that this offense has, present-day issues that they have, and we'll find out here in about 35 minutes or so from Andy Reid if Xavier Worthy is expected to practice today. I would assume he is. And if he continues to trend in the right direction, maybe Nate will ask more specifically, you know, do they think, you know, he's going to have the full range of catch radius and everything like that. I don't know if Andy will answer that question, but, what are they worried about, any injury risk? Is he going to have the same playbook access? Meaning, is the playbook going to have the full Xavier Worthy experience available if he plays? These are all things that he's not going to say, but these are just questions I have, at least heading into a Wednesday before Sunday's game against the Giants.
I just tell you, the number of yards he runs for in the game is going to be a big deterrent. Like, if you just told me now, you're like, all right, I know for a fact Patrick Mahomes has 45 yards rushing on Sunday. I'm like, well, this didn't go great. I don't love that. And if you tell me it's 22, I'm like, now we're talking. Mm-hmm. We're in the wheelhouse now. That's a range where he just scrambled on a couple of thirds and all is well. No real worries there. Again, my biggest concern is health. We don't have to go through the list right now. Maybe we can do that tomorrow. But how many starting NFL quarterbacks are we already missing through 2 weeks? It's enough, right? Without even saying it.
Four or five.
Burrow, Cincy, Minnesota, Justin Fields, Minnesota.
Jets, yeah. San Francisco. Yeah.
Five or six. And those guys were just like playing regular quarterback. Joe Burrow just got like tackled on a normal play. And so, no, I don't want to risk the possibility of, because that's like, injuries happen and you can get hurt playing football. It's
course,
a dangerous sport.
Of course.
They're heightening the likelihood of it just based on the fact that they are having him run as much as they are. It's just too dangerous. It's just too dangerous for him and their offense, and it means a lot of bad things are happening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.